Where did you travel to by accident? Maybe you weren't as unlucky as this one couple who went and got a lot of attention recently for thinking they were going to Bermuda on a cruise, but it got rebooked to Arctic Canada.
Yeah, finding out 2 days before they leave, they're going to Canada instead of Bermuda.
This is kind of wild. Jenna said, first time traveling to Europe, booked it a year in advance, wound up with 3 days in London for the Queen's Jubilee.
Oh, wow.
Just recently, we again planned everything a year in advance, ended up in Rome for all of the conclave.
Oh, my gosh.
How
That's
happenstance
wild.
Is that?
And random.
That is kind of crazy.
Brad accidentally flew around the world. Not sure it can be classified in a positive way, though.
Wow.
I flew to Asia on a business trip just before boarding. On the way home, the flight was canceled. They rebooked me through India and into Chicago, where I connected to Louisville.
Oh, wow. So that literally took a flight around the
very
world.
Very different route. Because,
yes, wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy. So, yeah, these are just a couple stories of, like, where you traveled to by accident. Lindsay booked a flight to Portland. Oh, so this is...
it's the Portland thing.
Yes, booked a flight to Portland, Maine, accidentally booked Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
Still managed to have a good time.
Oh,
LOL.
Great.
So she went through with it.
Yes, but you know what? And I guess if you're not meeting someone at that destination, you can roll with it a little bit
I
more.
I guess.
But it's really tragic if you had plans to meet up with someone in your destination.
Right.
And then you go
and you're
to
like,
somewhere
hey,
completely
guess
different.
What? I'm in the other Portland.
Yes. Brianna fell asleep on a Greyhound, woke up at the final stop in a city I did not book.
Oh.
Had to wait 7 hours with a guy who kept trying to sell me incense.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's random.
Sounds like a nightmare. We'll just get to one more, but these are kind of funny. The accidental travels. Derek took a shortcut road trip route through the mountains. GPS lost its signal. Ended up at a wedding for strangers who fed me. Never questioned it.
Get
that's
out!
Kind of fun. That's kind of fun.
Oh, that is fun. Kind of getting adopted at a random event you end up at.
But yeah, you know, if you travel from here, you know, and you're going east, you get through those mountains.
Yep.
And man, that GPS.
We get
way too reliant on our phones and GPS. That is 100%.
I would cry. I would be like, this is Survivor Mountains Edition.
Yeah. And for one, I would never get off the main road to take a quote shortcut.
No.
I mean,
not
I would
you
never
know that area.
Listen,
like the back of your hand.
I've done that before on 71 where there's been like a bad accident between here and Cincinnati.
Sure.
And I'll be like, oh, okay. You know, Google's telling me like route up and out and stuff like that.
And when you have the help of Google, it's fine.
It
You'll
is fine.
Get back on track.
And we have relative, like, we're not in the mountains there between Cincinnati and Louisville,
sure.
So you can divert. But yes, you go through some hollers there
you
if you're
do.
Off that.
There are hollers.
Yes, there are. So I can only imagine without the GPS, just kind of going by your wits and intuition.
Yeah, I don't have any wits left.
Kelly has no wits and intuition. All right, good stories there. It's 99.7 DJX.